contrast. Wonder why.
What about a child that was born of a black and white marriage?
No, I never heard of it. I reckon I was married before I ever heard tell of that. They just didn't mix. If we did, we didn't know about it. Except in Starkville. I tell you, I didn't know about it till I come to Starkville, and there was a white druggist here. And he even gave him his name.
Now, somebody who lived out in the country and doesn't know much about town ways, they say he was a... Did you know folks like that when you were coming up?
Yeah. Sure. They were called... I expect I was called that way when I come here to Starkville School, because I'd been to town, but I never had been to town to stay any length of time, you know. I mean, what did they call them?
Have names for them?
Country, yeah. Country.
You ever hear of a Hoosier?
No, that's up north. That's that is up in, Kansas, up in there, Hoosiers, Illinois. They just Country Jakes were there. Country Jakes, he's nothing but an old Country Jake. Now, why Jake would be more country than Jim or John, I would know, would you? Because...
Hillbilly?
Mm-hmm. Hillbilly, oh yeah. We are called hillbillies. The Delta people call us hillbillies, see?
What do you call them?
We just call them old Delta people.
Did they have names for Indians here?
See now, this was Indian country. Over here, my dad-in-law, there's a mound over there. The Indians camped there, and we found arrowheads. We found so many arrowheads in that. And when they dug this road, you see, this road was a big hill here, come up as high as that bank out there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when they dug, made this road about, in about 30, I reckon, 25 or 30. Well, we found a bone, and we knew it was this bone because there were two, and bracelets. We found bracelets, but when we found them, they crumbled. So this was bound to be another Indian hill right here, see. But the Indians all left here, and they down there where you went. Did you see it got that Indian school? At Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been to that too.
Now, you know you're on the right road to go somewhere, but you weren't sure of the distance. You'd ask somebody,
How far is it over yonder?
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, somebody was waiting for you to get ready to go somewhere. And they call out, they say to you, hey, you going to be ready soon? You say, I'll be with you in just
a few minutes.
Okay.
Or Jiffy. Now, Jiffy was a big word we used. J-I-F-F-Y. Just what is a Jiffy? Just like this girl of mine who's a nurse, and then over at Columbus there was a nurse at home. Well, her roommate was a girl from Alabama. And the girl my daughter would say, bring me a sack. And she'd say, bring me a poke. They'll call everything, any kind of a sack was a poke. Well, we never had heard the word poke except to poke the fire. You know, take a poke and poke the fire.
Yes.
That's the only poke we'd ever heard.
But Jiffy, you use that word pretty often.
Being a Jiffy. Come on, do so and so. Well, I will in a Jiffy.
Pretty often.
Right. Use that a lot. And now it's a minute. Wait a minute.
Now, you wanted to agree with a friend, say, when he says, I'm not going to do that, you'd say, well, me, or me what? Me. If he says he wasn't going to do something, you'd say, well, me.
Me and thee. Or me and mine.
Neither am I?
Yeah, neither am I reckon.
Okay.
Neither am I.
All right.
Oh.